The Lord be with you. Reading from the Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes decided to ask Jesus, "What is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "This is the first. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Second is you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these." Porque os dias vinha Jesus de Nazaret de Galilea, foi batizado por Juan en el Jordán. No bien hubo salido del agua, que vio que los cielos se rasgaban, que el Espíritu en forma de paloma bajaba a él. Y vino una voz de los cielos, tú eres mi hijo amado, en ti me complazco. Palabra del Señor. To understand the sacraments, it's important that we understand some of the important symbols that we have in the sacraments. One of the most important symbols is that big candle. That big candle is called the Paschal candle. Okay, what is a symbol? A symbol is a physical reality that has a spiritual meaning behind it. Okay, so if I shake your hand, there's a physical gesture, and that means friendship. If you kiss your wife, it's because you love her. Right? If you raise the flag there, okay, you're an American citizen, that's called the virtue of patriotism. Okay? These are called natural symbols. Now, the candle is a spiritual symbol, and it represents Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." But he also said, "You are the light of the world." He is the light of the world in capital letters. We're the light of the world in small letters. Because he's the greatest. So, you're going to be lighting a candle in a few minutes. You're going to be bringing the candle back present to your child that's going to be baptized. Now, we don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand what that means. I think you know what it means. Is that you're supposed to give the light of good example to your children. The light of good example to your children. Now, when you're walking, I notice that you walk with the candle cupped. Why? Because it can be extinguished easily. Do you know the biggest religious group in the Philippines? Do you know the biggest religious group in the United States? What? Non-practicing Catholics. That's a good qualification, is it not? Probably got maybe 25% of the Filipinos that go to Mass on Sunday. The United States, about the same. In Rome, maybe 8%. In Paris, maybe 7%. Europe is... Why? Very interesting, huh? Study sociology, philosophy, economics, to try to put together the reason, see if you can remedy it, okay? Now, do you practice your faith? Will you practice your faith in 10 years? I hope so. I can only say I hope so. But the key is you have to keep cultivating your faith. You know, before I used to speak a very good Italian. Now my Italian stinks. You know, I haven't practiced it in 30 years. And before, I used to be able to throw a fastball 80 miles per hour. Can you imagine that? Now I can maybe throw it 70 with the wind behind me. You haven't played baseball. I played baseball at Villanova University many years ago, no? The basketball team, no? But I haven't practiced in such a long time, so I really can't throw that fastball as fast as I used to. Also because I'm young. Once you hit your 60s, you slow down a little bit. So, in our Catholic faith, if we don't practice it, we lose our faith. Here's a nice American proverb. If you don't use it, you lose it. Amen? Okay. If you don't use it, then you're going to lose it. So, practice your faith. And I'll give you three suggestions, if you give me permission to do that. Hopefully you do. Study your faith. Study your faith. You notice here in the United States, they're very strong on professionals in what is called permanent formation. Permanent formation. A few years ago, I went to visit one of my brothers. We're nine of us, pretty big family. And my brother is the orthopedic surgeon, like a back surgeon, in Orlando. And he's already in his 60s. He had to pass a test. And he's a graduate from Dartmouth and Columbia, summa cum laude, you know, see the cream of the crop, the top. Why would he have to pass the test if he's such a brilliant scholar? Because if he makes a mistake, he's a back surgeon. Yeah. $5,000 lawsuit against him. That's a big butt, huh? So we have to be, if doctors have to be professional in this country, they have to be. What about Catholics? Should we be rinky-dink Catholics or mediocre Catholics? We should be professional Catholics. Amen? Amen or oh me? That's an amen, right? I thought you were going to say oh me, huh? Oh me, oh me. Oh me is the opposite of the amen, huh? So study your faith. You have a Bible? Problem is you don't know where it is, huh? Hidden under one of those shelves, huh? Collecting dust. So the Bible, you have to read the Bible. Tenga leo la Biblia. Nos ornamento navideño, tenga leo, no? You got to read the Bible. And then, another thing is, any sinners here? I'm the only one. Anyone a sinner here? No sinner. No hay pecadores aquí. Todos son santos, no? Got to go to confession. Right before Lent, Ash Wednesday, Miracle de Cenizas, no? Miracle is who? So you got to go to confession. Now I'm looking at you. You all look like you're sinners, no? You are. There's only one who's not a sinner. Jesus and Mary, right? We're all sinners. But good news is that Jesus came to save sinners. So the best beauty parlor in the world, a confessional. Beauty parlor. Very inexpensive, huh? You come out, white as the snow. And, you tell me, how can people live with guilt? It's hell on earth. Have you heard of Shakespeare? Macbeth. Conscience doth make cowards of all of us, huh? Yeah. Guilty conscience, huh? In the quiet of your room, you can't even live with yourself. So you have to put on the loud music to quiet the voice of your conscience, beckoning you to return, huh? You go to confession. You're overdue. It's been a long time. You too. Hay que confesarse porque somos pecadores, huh? And third is pray the rosary. You ever pray the rosary? What? Every day? That's good. Más o menos, sometimes. Yeah, pray the rosary every day. Rosario? Juan en muertitos, no?
No.
Juan en muertitos. Alguien muere a la vigilia. Por la Virgen Guadalupe. Dos veces por año. No más.
No más.
Dos? Tres? What more? Tiene que ser cada día. You said tiene que guiar, tiene que ponerse los pantalones, okay? Tiene pantalones, tiene que ponerlos, okay? Sí, tiene que ser rosario. Rosario es una oración muy fuerte. Entonces la vela, ustedes van a prender la vela. Tiene que dar, ¿qué significa? Dar la luz del buen ejemplo. Y no caminar con la vela prendida, apagada. La vela prendida. ¿Dónde va mañana? ¿Usted Las Vegas? ¿Misa? ¿Sí? ¿Para ser caliente banca? Caliente banca, ¿no? Para calentar la banca, ¿no? Hay varias calientes bancas aquí, ¿no? ¿Sabe qué es un caliente banca? Es un jugador de fútbol que juega mal. Es mediocre. Rico Castillas con sus pantalones, ¿no? Hay muchas calientes bancas en la misa. Van a misa con los brazos cruzados. Cada medio de bobita, ¿no? Pero no comulgan. ¿Está bien esto?
No.
Está muy mal. Usted tiene que confesarse. Sacar el chamuco, ¿no? Sacar el chamuco, porque el chamuco se mete encima. Si confiesa bien, se siente mucho mejor. Corazón limpio. Vida nueva. Entonces, el día del bautismo sería un muy buen día de tratar de confesarse para empezar una vida nueva. ¿Amén o omé? Amén, ¿no? No omé, sino amén, ¿no? Muy bien, este es un día muy especial. ¿Se sabe qué día es hoy? 10 de febrero. ¿Saben el nombre de la santa que celebramos hoy? ¿Se lo digo o no? ¿No quieren saber? Que hoy celebramos Santa Escolástica. Sería muy bueno leer la vida. Santa Escolástica era hermana de San Benito, en Gemelitos. San Benito, grande santo que había fundado los Benedictinos y responsable por la transmisión de la cultura en Europa en el siglo, en el tercer, cuarto siglo. Santa Escolástica. Entonces, ese podría ser un nombre muy especial para ustedes. Santa Escolástica. By the way, you know what saint that we celebrate today? It's the 10th of February. That's tomorrow. February 11th. You're one day ahead. You two girls who are walking libraries of knowledge, who would it be today? You're walking encyclopedias, right? Not so much. Missing a few pages, huh? Today we celebrate Saint Scholastica. You never even heard of her, did you? You know who she was? She's the twin sister of Saint Benedict, the founder of the Benedictines, responsible for the transmission of culture in Europe back 1700 years ago, 1600 years ago. So remember, so when she's confirmed, if you don't have a confirmation name, you can name her Scholastica. Okay? That can be maybe her confirmation name, okay? And you got 14 years of study up on her, because you're not going to be confirmed until she's 14 or 15. So you got time to study, okay? Scholastica, remember that. Scholastica. Great saint. So we're going to move on to our baptism. You can light your candles and try not to live with a candle extinguished, right? Candle burning bright, right? So right now we're going to be saying the prayers. And we're going to be invoking Saint Scholastica, a great saint that she'll be able to help.